This is Today in History, March the 20th. On this day in 1413, England's King Henry IV died. He was succeeded by Henry V. Also on this day in 1760, a 10-hour fire erupted in Boston, destroying 349 buildings and burning 10 ships, but claiming no lives. On this day in 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte returned to Paris after escaping his exile on Elba, beginning his 100 days rule. On this day in 1852, Harriet Beecher Stowe's influential novel about slavery, Uncle Tom's Cabin, was first published in book form after being serialized. Also on this day in 1854, the Republican Party of the United States was founded by slavery opponents at a schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin. On this day in 1952, the U.S. Senate ratified 66-10, a security treaty with Japan. Also on this day in 1969, John Lennon married Yoko Ono in Gibraltar.
And then she came up and said, she didn't know who I was, and was saying, do you like to hammer a nail in? It's 5 shillings. So I said, I didn't have any money either, so I said, I'll hammer an imaginary nail in, I'll give you an imaginary 5 shillings. And she agreed with that, she accepted that, on the same basis as we accept her work, and I'd accepted her work, and that was how we met, actually.
On this day in 1995, in Tokyo, 12 people were killed, more than 5,500 others sickened, when packages containing a deadly chemical were leaked on 5 separate subway trains by cult members.
During the rush hour on the morning of March 20th, 1995, 5 Om Shinriko agents put a liquid form of sarin into packages made to look like lunch boxes and bottled drinks. Perhaps they were driven by the belief that the apocalypse was beginning. Or perhaps they wanted to punish Japan because police were about to raid Om Shinriko's offices. Whatever their motives, the Om Shinriko agents boarded 3 subway lines, punctured their packages with umbrellas, and walked away. The liquid sarin leaked out and turned into gas. The results were horrific. Within minutes, commuters lay on the ground gasping for air, blood pouring from their noses and mouths. Said one survivor of the attacks, hell describes it perfectly.
And on this day, in 1982, Joan Jett tops the Billboard pop chart. With her smoldering looks and guitar hooks, Joan Jett had rock star charisma to rival any man's. Jett burst onto the scene as a solo artist with I Love Rock and Roll, the 3-chord anthem that topped the Billboard pop chart on March 20th, 1982. I Love Rock and Roll was originally written and recorded in 1975 by a British group called The Arrows. Joan Jett heard the song in 1977 while touring the UK with The Runaways, the teenage hard rock girl group that also launched the career of hair metal diva Lita Ford. Following the demise of The Runaways, Jett kicked off her solo career with a roughed up version of Leslie Gore's You Don't Own Me in 1979 and a debut album called Bad Reputation in 1980. While that album's title track has since become regarded as a classic, it was not until 1982's I Love Rock and Roll from the album of the same name that Joan Jett truly became a household name. As big as she became, however, it was always clear that Joan Jett could have been bigger if she made the necessary compromises. With much of the population of America's young men already eating out of her hand, all she needed to do was soften her image just the tiniest bit, and she may have just been able to rule the music world. But by refusing to bend to commercial convention and adopt a more feminized persona, Joan Jett proved that she loved rock and roll more than she loved being a pop star, and she cemented a reputation for integrity that will likely stand intact long after most of her followers have been forgotten. Joan Jett tops the Billboard pop chart with the 3-chord anthem I Love Rock and Roll, March 20th, 1982, on this day in history.
We'll be moving on and singing that same old song. Yeah, with me singing.